This is where we don't even have to go. We don't have to recap from the last time. We'll just pick up where you are now because we're going to actually take this call. We're going to edit it. And then it's going to be Amber part one, Amber part two. We're going to see what all happened. We're going to coach. And then
I should probably curse less.
No, it's all right. It's all right. It's just in the membership. They're very used to the foul mouth. So
I don't know. I heard you talking about me on the podcast and I was like, oh, please don't say my name. Oh, please don't say my name. Oh, please don't.
Well, I don't say the last name. So so tell us how the month went. Tell us like what happened.
The month has been really, really great. Okay. I have a huge crew. They know who they are. I have a huge crew. We'd be here all day because I'm just a lucky chick. But the tribe and everything went fine. And 9.1 pounds, according to Happy Scale, in a month. And I was like, the fuck you say?
All right. I just got to.
Yep.
Let's just tell you, like, I'm going to have my Snoop Dogg moment. I'd like to thank me.
Yes. Put your crown on. Just adjust right, just a little bit.
But all right. So seriously, though, you came in like determined you couldn't eat less. You knew you were eating what you needed to. What did you find out through the month? Like, what did
well,
you?
Well, I found out
what was hard, what was easy, that kind of stuff.
I do need to say before I dig into the actual food part, I did do 7 EMDR treatments at this same month. So,
okay. Just tell everybody what that is.
That's a type of therapy where you go back into some trauma and you reprocess it through your body. So it's like big, it's the big work, right? It's like really like a lot of big stuff. So I think that was why I was ready to hear you say, now it's just about the food. Let's just eat less. Cause when you told me that a year ago, I was like, well, hell no, I can't do that. There was no resistance this time.
So did you do the EMDR before our call or was that since our call?
It was really funny. I'd gone through a really, really intense session that week. So honestly, the food part was not even really that much on my mind because I did like ex-husband, like it was a huge, like I journaled for 3 hours, like crying, like it was a big deal. And that was that same week. So I was like, we're eating less. Yep, we have other things to think about today. It doesn't matter.
But that's so interesting the way you say that, because this is one of the things I want everybody to pull out of this is that prior to that, you were way overthinking the food part. Like you were just obsessed. Like, no, this is exactly what this means. You're very locked in. You're like, I have my stuff. And then when you decided to just really work on what you probably needed to be thinking about, notice how it was like a lot easier to make the switch of like, okay, we're going to be eating less.
Yeah.
It's just a thought change.
It was a thought change combined with, I wouldn't have been able to hear you if I hadn't done everything else. Literally the only thing left was food. 100% compliance, like just all the basics. I wouldn't have been able to hear you until I was ready because I had done all the other things like with total fidelity. Well, a couple of mistakes here and there, but you're human, right? Like, so what I came around to was like, okay, the absence of hunger for me is weight loss. And satisfied is maintenance. So I'm not trying to bastardize your program. This is just my words.
I need you to, like, I got to pause for 1 second. Good. All right, now continue.
Oh, no worries. I was just going to say the main realization was if I neutralize hunger, that's weight loss. The absence of hunger is weight loss for me, but I still fight but I want to be +2 on Fridays and Saturdays.